enlighten us tonight in Jesus' name. Give us understanding tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful gospel. It's the good news. My Lord and my God, everyone that will hear me tonight, may their lives be touched and changed for good forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' glorious name we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like I said to us, the only reason why we come to church is because Jesus has come. Otherwise, you and I would never have been grafted into the household of God. Because we would never have been qualified. We are not born into a nation that has been chosen or called by God. Neither were we a people that were recognized by Him. But God, in His perfect wisdom, thought that He would graft some people into that household of the elect. And that is why we can come boldly before Him tonight and rejoice for what God has done. If Jesus had not come, you and I would never have been grafted. You and I would have been wallowing in darkness. But Jesus came, and He is the reason for this season. Just like many things that have been of church, the season has been snatched and commercialized. But in the midst of all this, the Bible says we must be sober, be vigilant. It calls for soberness and it calls for vigilance, that we take hold of that reason, which is Jesus. So I want us to read with me tonight the book of Luke, where we read chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 8 to 11. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Because of the time we've got, I want to take one or two points from where we have read. The Bible says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field. I want also to take note of the fact that the Bible is saying that in the same country, that means where the event was taking place, there were shepherds there. I want to believe, because it was the time of census and a lot of people had moved to that place, that it was not just the shepherds that were there, there were other people there. And the Bible said they were watching their flock by night. Something happened that night that changed the history of humanity. All the people that were in town did not know, neither did they see it. But only 3% saw the great thing that had happened. So they were not qualified by position. They were qualified by election. And the Lord has elected to bless you tonight because it's a good news to all people. And I will say to you that that blessing that God will give you tonight will be permanent in your life in Jesus' name. The Bible said they were watching their flock by night. Do you know what that night signifies? Night signifies a time that there is darkness. It signifies a time of trouble. It signifies a time of turmoil. It signifies a time when there is confusion. Because when God decided to create the earth, the heaven and the earth, what happened? There was confusion. The Bible said the whole thing was in darkness. And God called there to be light where there was no light before. What is the importance of this for you and I? The importance is this. It does not matter what you are going through right now. Your life may be in turmoil. There may be confusion in your life. There may be things that you think are not just right. And therefore, you have no reason to glorify God. Look, where the people were in the field, the glory of the Lord came to them. I will tell you tonight that the glory of God will come to you in Jesus' name. The glory of God will come to you by election in the mighty name of Jesus. There was nothing that they did differently, other than they observed the time. The people that are going to receive the blessings of God must be people who choose to observe the time. In other words, people who choose to live by flesh will never observe the time. The people who choose to be led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. They are the ones who can correctly appropriate the blessings of God. We talked about the way the season is being commercialized. A lot of people will be carried away by the pomp and the pageantry and the things that are happening around them, and will forget to observe the times in spiritual dimension. They took time to look at what was going on, and I'm sure the same star was in the horizon that everyone else could have seen. But it took just those three people to see what was going on. In the midst of the multitude, God will choose to bless you. Amen. I say, in the midst of the multitude, God will choose to bless you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. There were a lot of people who had gone for census. You know, a lot of times we get so preoccupied with, you know, the events around us. We get so preoccupied by the things that are happening in our lives to the point that we cannot see beyond ourselves. Everyone who would choose to live in the Spirit needs to see beyond themselves. Let me tell you something. Jesus said, when he says, look, when he says, do not bother what you are going to eat tomorrow. He said the trouble of the day is sufficient for itself. If we are going to worry about the things that are happening in our lives, they are sufficient to preoccupy us. And you know what? We may never have time for God. These people chose to have time for God beyond all that they had to do. What were they doing when the Spirit of God came to them? They were busy keeping their flock by night. In other words, they were on duty 24 hours of the day. Do you know you and I are not on duty 24 hours of the day? Yet, we don't have time for God. I want to believe that because of what you are hearing tonight, there will be a change in your position in Jesus' name. You will see God greater than your problem. Amen. Because he is indeed greater than your problem in Jesus' name. Amen. And the Bible says, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. In other words, God thought of you when Jesus came. God had you in his plan before he sent Jesus. Because to all people means to all people at that time and this time and in the time to come. God has you in his plan. I know God has got me in his plan. Do you have God in your own plan? In everything you do and plan, do you have God in it? Because this good news is for you. It's a plan that has taken account of every step that you are going to take. Why do you allow anything to surprise you? Why do you allow anything to throw you off balance? The Bible makes us to understand that God has thoughts. He thinks. Not only does he think, he thinks about you. Praise the Lord. Not only does he think about you for now, he thinks about you for the future. And he says, the thought that he has towards you, they are of what? Of good. To give you what? A hope and a future. So that what? He will bring you to that expected end. Is somebody in the house trusting the Lord for something tonight? That same Jesus whom we are celebrating today said, he said, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. He said, ask and you shall be given. Ask that your joy may be full. Somebody's joy will be full tonight in Jesus' name. For unto us is the Son of God born. For unto us is Christ given today. And it's a news for all people. The last thing I'm going to say is this. When was the last time you reminded somebody that Christ has come for him? Do you know what? A whole lot of times we allow culture to change us when we can change the culture. Do you also know that a whole lot of times we try to change the word of God to fit into our lives when the word of God is meant to change our lives? As we embrace Jesus afresh tonight, remember the prayer that we prayed at the beginning. We said that the coming of Jesus be made manifest in our lives. My prayer for you tonight is that his coming will change your life for good in Jesus' name. My prayer also is that if we have not been trusting him to ask him of things to come, this is the day to start. I want to rekindle the fire of God in your life afresh tonight, so that you begin to lift him up above everything in your life. The devices of the enemy is to keep us busy and keep us engaged with the things around us, with the beauty of the world. Just like he showed to Jesus, he said, come, look at the beauty of the world. Bow to me. We will be people who have chosen not to bow to him in any way. But we will be people who will lift up Jesus wherever we go. And that is my heart cry tonight. And I believe that will be your heart cry in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Savior has come. Let's lift everything in his hand. while we're celebrating and see what the Lord will do in your life. The Lord that located the shepherds, He will locate you in Jesus' name. Why don't you just close your eyes and speak to the Lord and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus to me. Just begin to thank the Lord for thinking of you in His plans, because it's a good news to all people. It includes you. Are you in the house tonight? Maybe you have never accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Can you just wave to the Lord? You have never with your mouth said, Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord and my Savior. If you are in the house, can you just wave to the Almighty God? Please, all eyes closed, head bow. You are in the house. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you because of the good news of tonight. Blessed are the feet of them that publish it. Blessed are we tonight, because we'll be people who publish the good news in Jesus' name. Lord, in the darkness, you located the shepherds. My prayer tonight is this. Everyone that has heard me tonight, the Lord will locate you in the darkness of your life in Jesus' name. I pray for a turnaround in your situation. I pray for a shout of joy in your habitation. I pray that the victory of the coming of Jesus will become your portion from today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' glorious name we are prayed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.